This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, January 21. What kind of neighbor am I? Our reading comes from Luke chapter 8. They sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the impure spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him, and they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. A large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs, and he gave them permission. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When those tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Then all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, because they were overcome with fear. So he got into the boat and left. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. This lakeside town had an unusual problem. Visitors were sometimes met by a naked man who screamed at people. He would be bound in chains and placed under guards, only to break free and roam around again. But things were different when Jesus came. The demons possessing this man knew Jesus and were afraid of him. Incredibly, Jesus healed the man by allowing the demons to go into a herd of pigs. And the next thing we know, the man was sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind. A crowd gathered. They saw the man in his right mind. They saw the pigs drowned and floating in the water. They saw Jesus, and how did they react? They were terrified, and instead of welcoming Jesus to their neighborhood, they asked him to leave. How did the healed man respond? He begged to stay with Jesus, but Jesus told him to go back to the very people who had asked him to leave, and to tell them all about what God had done for him. Now here is good news. Jesus still changes lives today, sometimes quietly in faithful Christian living, and sometimes dramatically through a radical life change. What kind of neighbors are we? When we see Jesus at work, do we shut down in fear, or do we speak up about what the Lord is doing for us? Pray with me. Miracle-working Jesus, thank you for remaking us to be like you. Help us to share the good news of all your work in our lives. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.